I was watching the Broadway musical recording of Hamilton with my young niece. We came to the part of the story where the Battle of Yorktown had resulted in the British surrendering and the colonies gaining their independence from England. The cast sang "The World Turned Upside Down" as they marveled at having fought off oppression. My niece turned to me and said, "The world turned upside down." They thought that was the world turned upside down, but they didn't know about 2020. My name is Amy Parsons Vaughn. I'm the pastor serving Forest Chapel and Moss Chapel United Methodist Churches in Hartselle. You and I have been reading passages from the Psalms and from 1st and 2nd Peter, but what's really inspired me this week has been the readings from Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is big, really big. It's the first of the prophets in the canon of the Bible because it is the longest of the prophets' writings. This week we've come to the 40th chapter, which begins a section that's very different in tone from the first 39 chapters. Where we've been reading warnings and judgment, now we find comfort and the promise of renewal. Isaiah is that big. The book of Isaiah is also old, really old. So old that to begin to grasp its meaning, we need to picture the words coming to people of vastly different times and places. For example, here's three settings in which the Word of God in Isaiah has spoken and is speaking to people for whom the world has turned upside down. As a part of the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scriptures, this part of Isaiah originally spoke to the people of Judah, who had been defeated and scattered throughout the ancient world in exile. And then, later in New Testament times, Christians, under the oppressive occupation of the Roman Empire, found meaning by reading Isaiah through the lens of their faith in the crucified and resurrected Jesus Christ. And then, later in history, we read Isaiah today in our completely different situation, a pandemic of unknown illness, the degradation of God's creation, and an increasing gap between the thriving rich and the suffering poor. Isaiah brings good news to people of thousands of years of human history. It is that old. The book of Isaiah is also deep, really deep. For the rest of our time in this podcast, we can listen again to some of its message. If you can, close your eyes and listen in prayer. Hear how these words may have sounded to the ancient exiles longing for restoration, to the early church celebrating Christ's resurrection, and to us, you and me, on this day in our world turned upside down. Beginning with Isaiah 40. "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, 'In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.'" "Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, 'Here is your God.' See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him, and his reward is in his arm, his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Why do you say, 'O Jacob,' and speak, 'O Israel,' 'My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God?' Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. From Isaiah 43. But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, Give them up, and to the south, Do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. And from Isaiah 49. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. But Zion said, The Lord has forsaken me. My God has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your builders outdo your destroyers, and those who laid you waste go away from you. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather. They come to you. As I live, said the Lord, you shall put all of them on like an ornament, and like a bride you shall bind them on. From Isaiah 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, Your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices, together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And from Isaiah 55, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth fruit and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And finally from Isaiah 58. Is this not the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. If you refrain from trampling the Sabbath, from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, serving your own interests, or pursuing your own affairs, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestor Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. O Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your power and that of the Holy Spirit to bring inspiration as we read these words, ancient, ancient words of God for people throughout history. Lord, you know that when we feel our world has turned upside down, it is so distressing for us. But help us to remember that you are one who turned the world upside down with your message of radical love and grace. Help us to hang on to our faith in you and these precious words so that we may continue to be your faithful people, the ones you created us to be originally, and the ones to whom you are restoring the image of God as we bend our will toward yours and open our hearts to you. We pray these things in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen.